Okay, we're back for the conceptual design meeting. Let's get started. Okay, here's the agenda for today's meeting. We're gonna open it, and I'm gonna keep the minutes as project manager. We're gonna have three presentations, one from each of you again. And then we are going to come to a decision on the remote control concepts, and we're gonna close it up. And we have 40 minutes again. And just to reiterate, after this meeting, the team will reach a decision on the concepts of the remote control. Let's go ahead and start off with your presentations. Who would like to go first?
Just trying to move my mic.
Courtney, would you mind starting this
out?
Trend watching?
Yeah. Okay, so trend watching. Since we do put the fashion electronics, it is kind of important how our product looks. So I guess we can go ahead and go to the next. So what they want right now, customers want fancy versus functional. Basically about 58% of what they like of the product that they want, describing like the in order of how much they want, 58% of the decision of what it should look like, fancy versus functional. And then it has to also be technologically innovative and yet easy to use. So the customer basically is confused. They don't know exactly what they want. They want us to tell them.
They want everything.
Yes, exactly. So we can go next. Okay, so in Milan and Paris recently, the trends have been showing that clothing, shoes, and furniture are basically just covered with fruits and vegetable patterns. So I don't know if we want to go with that. And also the spongy feels in contrast to last year. I don't know really, I mean, I guess spongy could relate to the buttons if we want to, rather than like a hard clicky button that you find on like some mobiles and stuff. You'd want like a softer touch. I mean, do you guys know what I mean?
Right, yes.
Yeah. But as for the fruits and vegetable patterns, I don't know if we really want to go with that because it is just a trend. And our product we want to stay around for much longer than just a few months.
Right, people don't buy a new remote.
Yeah, I mean, that could just be a spring thing right now.
I can address some of that issue, I think, with my presentation.
Okay, awesome. So design preferences, we need easy to read, like large buttons, clearly labeled. Because we talked about that being a problem. And then also buttons illuminating upon touch. You said that in your design with the bulb. And that can also tie in with the color scheme. We need the real reaction logo and color scheme, obviously. That's one of our key goals. We want to promote our product. And I was thinking about different types of designs, and I came up with something actually right here. So what we could do is something like an old-fashioned telephone, like this, where we put the buttons around, like we put a big on-off button or something else in the middle. I mean, it could be the arrows or whatever for channel up and down, and then put the numbers around in like an old-fashioned dial shape. Because that'll appeal to older generation and, like you said, retro. It's cool. So it's classically retro. Mm. So, I mean, that's just an idea.
Yes. Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Mm. Ready for the next slide?
Yeah. And that's it.
Okay. Okay. Great. Great presentation. Ready?
Hang on. Secret stash.
Which one is it?
I don't know. Hang on. Interface concepts? No?
Interface concepts.
Mm. Either refresh it or oh wait, maybe I didn't put it in there. Hang on.
Okay.
Mine will always read copy of something or other.
Sorry?
I copied mine before I sent it. Sorry.
I
looking at the interfaith concept, it's going to be mostly examples of possibilities of where we can go with this. If you want to start the next slide. Can't really see it, but there's two possible ways. On the left, if you see it on the sides of the remote, you have the sort of scroll down, so you have that option right there. And then also there's the idea of the base. That's sort of like an idea there. And then on the right, you have what's really big trend right now is the iPods. It's becoming a really fast thing. And so you have this sort of very, very simplistic menu section with the round buttons. And it's sort of like you have both the kind of trendy and hip, but also very sleek and very simple, but technologically advanced. So if you want to do that, if we could find a way of sort of like using that idea in a remote control and sort of look into it. But anyway, next. There's the idea of like being able to do it by feel as well as by sight. You know, you're in the dark, you don't want to be looking at your remote control. And the picture particularly is pointing out, if you look at the top volume button, it's a V, and so you're kind of feeling a V, like volume up. What it really is a V, and what you think it is down, because it's the down arrow. And so it's like sort of criticism that you'd probably turn that the other way up. But then you could either do it by raised type, which could be, you know, iffy, sort of old-fashioned in a way.
Mm.
Either that or just have it by shape. For example, you have a specific triangular shape that you know you're looking at the up and down arrow, and then the round ones you sort of feel by, you know, the second one down, that sort of thing. So it's sort of looking into how we wanted to do it by feel. Okay. This is sort of an example of going for a certain demographic. This is particularly geared towards children.
That's cute.
It's very cute, and we could probably change it to yellow, bright yellow for like for the company logo. And you have the shape, so it's very simplistic and friendly looking. And then the other thing that it would be able to do is just to program certain channels that only these children would watch. So it's like they're watching, you know, the CBeebies or something like that. Keep them away from other channels. So that's like another area. These are three examples sort of looking at it. You have the wider section for the main controls there. You can see how many buttons there are. And then on the left, you have an example of the round buttons and a simpler design. On the bottom, we probably wouldn't need that because it's more for like a DVD function, which we're not going to be using. So again, it's sort of like just giving you ideas. And then down at the bottom you have the logos, and that's where you can put the RR, real reaction. And then finally, these are like the sort of same examples, but also some more just possibilities that we could go with. None of them I'm particularly keen on, by the way. But it's sort of like just taking aspects out of that and saying, well, out of this one we like, you know, the round section, or we like the button size on this.
Or I like, you know, the black finish or the silver finish.
Right.
I have four of those remotes.
Okay. Ready?
That's it.
Okay. Good job.
Okay, my turn.
Okay.
Woo. What's the title?
It'll be Copy of Component Design. So basic remote operation runs as follows. Press button makes connection with the power source and the rest of the circuit. Chip senses the connection. Chip produces a Morse code infrared signal specific to that button. So you press the button, it produces a signal that's encoded specifically for that button. Transistors amplify that signal and it goes to the TV's sensor, which interprets the signal and responds accordingly, changes channel, etc. So, that being said, next slide please. Bindings, which were the required materials for basic internal construction. So all the really simplistic functions that we just discussed, we need rubber for buttons, aluminum for battery contacts, integrated circuit which consists of a diode, transistor, resonator, resistors, and a capacitor. All those basic things that make a circuit function. Fiberglass and thin copper wire to create the actual circuit board itself. an LED, which is a light emitting diode. Contact discs for the buttons, plastic for the casing, and a power source, whatever power source we've actually determined we want. Next slide, please. Personal preferences. To save money for the components, the remote should be mass produced and basic materials should be bought en masse. If we find another company who can produce the required chips, casing, LED, any additional materials we decide we require at a less expensive rate than we ourselves are producing, we should go for it. Next slide, please. Just talking to the manufacturing division, they suggested power options, solar cells, hand dynamo, and kinetic power, so you shake it and increases the power. I'm not sure how the hand dynamo works, they have yet to get back to me on that. So, next slide, please. Suggested casing options. Okay, we can offer options for casing such as straight curved, double curved, you know, very specific to the customer. Options for materials, plastic, rubber, titanium, wood. I don't think anyone's going to go for a wood one because
probably
splinters.
Amazing, though, yeah. No, splinters are.
Certain restrictions do apply here, though. Latex, you can't do solar power with a latex one. So if they want soft, squishy rubber, they can't have solar powered option. Double curved, you can't do
what is
titanium.
That?
That would be two curvatures, so it would actually, if you, the shape of your hand, you curve here and you curve here.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have two curves that match the shape of your hand to make it more comfortable to hold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you wanted that, you can't do titanium. And suggested functions for the buttons, scrolling function could be very beneficial to us instead of actual buttons themselves. I think I have one more slide. Nope, I don't. The manufacturing division also has said that they have several types of chips and they've just developed a sample sensor or sample speaker chip, which we could utilize. Push button requires a simple chip, and scroll requires a more complicated chip. So depends on what we decide we want to do. In addition to that, if we're offering all those different options to the customer for producing their remote, we're going to have multiples of each type, like a double curved in rubber. You know, each option should have a certain select number produced with all those options. So we'll have to mix it up and make sure we produce enough of everyone. But that could also drive up the price of the actual remote itself if they know that we only produced 5,000, you know,
right,
double curved wooden remotes.
Okay,
that's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you for those informative presentations. Let's go back to, now we have to make some decisions.
Let me just add one more thing that I couldn't say before,
sure,
and that's just that this new technology that they've developed on the voice recognition.
The thing we were talking about earlier.
Right. Except it's sort of odd, and I'm not exactly sure why they're explaining it in the way they are. There's a sample sensor, and there's a sample speaker unit. Or, so you would say, like, good morning, coffee maker, and it would respond, good morning, Joe. But I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work, because do we program the responses and the questions? Does that mean that the user then has to ask the specific question and can't change it in order for it to be recognized, or can it be altered in a certain way, or does the actual user program it to say channel means this?
Yeah, like using the menu to be like enter your name into the screen, like on the menu option, so that way the
so it's got like a limited memory, and so you program it, so it's sort of iffy. Right, that's kind of what you say.
I feel like voice recognition would be, I don't know, it would be too hard to really,
probably.
I mean, we could do it.
Right. If it's within our price to get that kind of chip, that would, you know.
Well, we are making the chip.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but I guess we have to look at what our production cost is for the chip itself.
And it is a growing trend. The higher technological, like, the more advanced it is, the better it'll sell.
I thought offering some of those options for different materials that it could be made of, different, you know, I think we'd have to decide on the power options, maybe.
Yeah,
so
we
can
how big it's gonna be.
Yeah.
And how heavy we need.
Okay, that kind of brings us to this. Let's see if we can decide what kind of energy source we want to have first and foremost. Do we want to go for batteries or a stand like the one that we saw illustrated earlier?
Oh, the base, yeah.
The base. The charging base.
I almost feel like first I want to know what it looks like before. Because if it's something really, really small, then it's sort of harder to imagine the base for it. That was quite a substantial size sort of standing up.
Yeah, and we don't have multiple things that it has to control. It just has to control the TV. It's not going to be a huge universal remote.
We need to decide, well, so we can figure out how big it's going to be, like, what
exactly
what buttons we want, and
well,
exactly.
The other thing is, like, even if it's got a few buttons, we
it
want
could
it to be
like
bigger
this.
Than this.
Yes. Well,
because it still fits in your hand, so you still want it something that's comfortable and substantial, but not necessarily full of buttons.
This one is really comfortable. Like, I like the sides.
Whatever, to lose it easier.
But if we have the locator, then we don't have to worry about that.
That's true.
So we can make it small if we have, like, a locating device.
We do a voice-activated locator, though. We're going to be looking at a more substantial chip.
Mm.
So
that's the other thing. It's like, you know, what are we going to have certain chips that are going to require a bigger size, period?
Two double A's for this size.
But, like, you know, if we get more complicated, then it's going to have to be bigger to just accommodate the chip size.
Honestly, I think the customer would be kind of irritated by the fact that it has a base if we did do a nice, small, compact.
Right.
Yeah.
It's either going to be bigger with the base or
smaller
with
a
just
yeah.
a battery, like this guy. All right, so what direction do you want to go in? Do you want to vote?
I think if we had a locating device with a small one, I think that seems way more advanced.
I'm kind of leaning in the direction
away
it's kind of bigger and
yeah.
the base.
Okay.
That just seems clunky and
yeah, because I mean if even looking at cell phones right now, those trends, the smaller the hotter
yeah.
it is. Yeah.
Okay.
The only problem with that is you forget to take it out of your pocket and it goes in the wash.
Oh.
You're kidding. You know, it happens.
Yeah.
I had three watches go that way too.
Oh, watches are but never washed
the cell phone. Oh, wow. That would hurt.
Okay, so what kind of material do we want?
Well, we have lots of options. I don't think wood is a viable
yeah,
option.
No.
Well,
oh, what did you... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying the titanium, if we're being restricted, then I'm probably leaning away from that.
Yeah, because if it's going to cost us more to produce a chip, titanium would be more expensive.
Right. However...
What would you recommend?
Well,
yeah.
we only want to sell it for 25 euro, right?
Because
I was thinking if we wanted to get the high-end market, then
yeah.
you could produce a few in titanium,
mm.
make them a rarity
so
sort of
We could do that because all our research shows that people are definitely willing to spend more.
Are we restricted by this?
Well, the original.
I think we should just focus on one design and one concept right now.
Okay.
I'm not sure that we'll have the time and money to produce a whole array of remotes. If this was a successful remote, we might then produce a higher end version of it, I think.
Good plan.
Good plan.
Okay, so we want to go for plastic, or what would you recommend for materials?
Honestly, I'd recommend, like, since we're going with batteries instead of solar power, I'd recommend maybe a soft latex, because we could produce, you know how cell phones have those overlays that you can change the color? We could do one that fits in with the trends of the year. So, because this year is all fruit, God knows
yeah,
why.
Who knows?
We could do a cherry cover for this year, and then if next year is stripes or solids, you know.
Okay.
So you're talking about, like, when it leaves our sales room, then it's all going to be cherry covered, or is it going to be the kind of thing where people come back?
Or we could, like, take
off
five
cases, maybe.
And buy the extra case.
Okay.
If they wanted. I think it's good to sell a basic thing and then sell.
So we could do like a hard base plastic, and
yeah.
then we could give
the
two
like
latex
the
covers
yeah.
okay. to start.
Okay.
Yeah, because the soft latex definitely is squishy. That's in. Well, I mean squishier than like.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just a hard plastic.
Okay, and what kind of chip would we need for this guy?
how complicated, are we gonna go with the voice activated?
I don't think we should do voice, I think we should just do the recognition for when it's lost, you know? Could we, yeah.
Cause I don't, what type of, yeah, for voice activation, would it be like a certain term, what would we say, like? Because people could just be talking and we don't want it going off all the time.
Right.
So.
Well, we could give it a specific code, you know, remote missing.
Ooh, I see, I'm strangely attracted to it because I know that's, it's definitely gonna be big, because it's, I don't know, it's just so high tech.
My little sister got, for Christmas, she got one of those key finders, it's like a key ring, and you have to whistle in a certain frequency for it to work.
Yeah, see, that would just.
And then she would laugh and it would start going off in her purse and you couldn't turn it off.
Oh, so
it became highly
those.
Irritating.
Okay.
Maybe voice activation.
So I think having a key phrase is much better.
Okay, alright, but it's not gonna be voice activated in the fact that you would say channel up and it would work, right?
Yeah, no, we just have to be fine.
Okay, alright.
But do you, can the department make?
That would be like a mid-class,
Oh, brilliant, then.
So we don't actually have to go for, well, if they've just developed a sample sensor, sample speaker. It's a brand new chip, why not introduce it in this way?
Yeah, good point.
And what size batteries? Double A, triple A?
I think triple A, it'll be lighter.
Two?
I mean,
run off of two, more than a package.
But depending on what energies needed.
I think, well, we could do two, we could do one small lithium. Cause you know, the lithium batteries are doing quite well in most other electronic products, right? So they're more widely available now, and they also have a longer battery life than most batteries.
And more expensive though too.
But if you only have to replace it every 5 years.
That's a good thought.
As long as we sell it with it.
Well, how about an initial, you get one battery and then you buy it. Cause I'm pretty sure we can get them.
We could think about it and come back to it next meeting.
Yeah.
Alright. Okay. So we've covered that first category. User interface concept, meaning design?
Yeah, what's it gonna look like?
Okay. I kind of like your idea about the retro phone dial and that the central button could have maybe our logo on it. It might be the four-way scroll too.
Yeah, it could be whatever.
Yeah.
As long as there's something big in the middle because like the old phones, there's like that just like piece of metal or like a picture or something.
My issue with that is if it got too big though. Because if you have the circle and the button in the middle, then is it going to get wider than your hands are? And then would the buttons be too small if it was enough to fit on it?
Good point.
In the sample ones that you showed us, there was one that had the scroll buttons on the side.
Yeah.
Which I think if we make it curved like a hand shape, like if we put the scroll button on the side,
oh, I see
that could be particularly useful.
I think so.
So scroll buttons on the side and buttons on the top? But we definitely, if we have scroll things on the side, we definitely have to have them labeled. Yeah. Like
well,
on the side of it.
Down.
Oh, if it's just up and down.
But is that for
volume or channel?
Which?
I don't know.
Well, you could
do
some on both
sides.
Can
we?
Yeah. We should probably make it that you have to depress it to activate it then.
Yeah.
So that you can
otherwise
that's
you're not just holding it and going like this.
Well, the other option is instead of a scroll, you just
have
the
buttons
up on the side, which are on the side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, any other ideas?
What color?
Oh, yeah. Latex covers.
We have to make sure that the logo always sticks out when we put the latex cover on, so we'll have to like have a little square or something. So that the
logo's sort of like having a yellow strip at the bottom with our art like that.
Yeah.
And that's what the bottom of it.
I think maybe we should do it on a button itself though, because if people are able
Which
to
button?
Change the covers. I don't know, maybe the on off button, something. Some the menu button, I don't know, but you know, if we're gonna put our company logo on there and somebody could just get another one, are they all gonna have our company logo on every cover?
Yeah, I don't think we should do that because that would just be icky.
Yeah.
So I think maybe putting it on a button is probably a good idea.
If we want it to be visible and are all of those ones that you showed where they were silver metallic looking?
Yeah.
But those are plastic, right?
Yeah.
They're not titanium. I kind of like that look. But or if
for
it was
our base
really
one?
Yeah. For the base. Or if we're going for the retro look, I think like a really shiny black would be cool.
Yeah. Or like a gunmetal gray, because then it combines the silver and the black.
There you go. Gunmetal gray.
I'm just really wary of putting anything on a button.
Why?
It'll wear off.
That's the
yeah, buttons wear
well,
off.
Well, then what's the button do, and how do you know whether that is what the button does? I guess. Just looking at examples, you just don't ever see the logo on the button. It's always on the actual casing.
Right.
There's nothing saying that we have to put the logo on the front.
We
want
to be seen.
Visibility, though. Because if it was only on the back, really the only time you're going to see it is when you drop it or when you're changing the battery.
The other option is, I don't know if you can see it, but it's like if...
I can find it here.
Yeah. It's like the second to last slide.
And yours was called...
Interface, yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
No, for some reason I can't get it to just go to that slide directly.
Okay, it's the very right one. You see at the bottom, it's kind of difficult to see, but you have like a sort of division between the bottom, like where the logo is, and if we have the replaceable section, it's like the top. It doesn't necessarily replace the entire top.
Hmm.
And so you have that one piece that stays and the rest just sort of clips in.
Okay. Yes.
Are you envisioning it? And so that stays the same when you have the logo, and then you have this slip that kind of clips in, and that's the bit that changes.
Okay.
The only problem is we're using a latex overlay, so that it actually would go over top of everything and have holes for the buttons. So I was thinking maybe instead of doing that, what we could do is leave a space for where the logo should be.
Yeah.
Like a little cutout. Kind
yeah.
Of.
Right. That's like, you know, like a cell phone, it's like the screen.
Right.
It's always just left open. And so what, are we going to do it like bright yellow with our
anybody see anything that they liked in?
Well, some of those buttons that are blue based. Well, a lot of those buttons are blue based. Well, kind of. And then if we do have them illuminate upon contact, they can illuminate yellow.
Yellow. I like that idea.
Like if we like the one all the way on the left, you can see it on your computer better.
Mm-hmm.
Where the button is actually blue, but the number itself is clear or white or whatever. So if you pressed it, it would illuminate yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have blue and yellow.
Oh, it's that one.
I like the yellow illumination idea. Be good. Okay. Any other ideas or thoughts? Y'all seem to be fairly in agreement about what we're doing with this project, so.
Let me catch up. Did we finalize what buttons we're including, or was just everything that we said before?
I think there will be time for that later, I'm guessing. Okay, well, we're going to wrap this up. Next meeting is going to start in 30 minutes. And here's what we're each of us going to do. The ID is going to be the look and feel design, the UID, the user interface design. I think you're going to get a lot of, I mean, the fine say on what buttons to get put. We'll all talk about it, but I think that's pretty much what you're going to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to do some product evaluation. Okay, and right now, the ID and UID, you two are going to work together on a prototype using modeling clay.
Great.
Later.
Yeah. Okay, and you shall be getting an email pretty soon. All right. Well, thank you for a very productive meeting.
Cool.